This is Studio 360, and I am Kurt Anderson. A lot of us have forgotten about the New Year's resolutions we made way back at the end of 2012. But four of our listeners are still hard at work making good on their creative undertakings because we keep nagging them every few weeks. Linda Brewer is sending a short story from Tucson every month. Ariel Lautman is woodworking away outside Washington, D.C., and Charlie Kapp is illustrating a graphic version of Samuel Taylor Coleridge's The Rime of the Ancient Mariner. You know, the one about the albatross. With the year half over, we thought we'd check in with Charlie to hear more about his 6 months of illustrating that 200-year-old epic poem.
Currently, I'm about halfway through the project. I've just finished up my 60-somethingth page yesterday, and I'm working on, I guess, 60-somethingth plus one. Today is my current page. I don't have an exact count off the top of my head. I try not to think about it too much. Otherwise, it feels like it's a little crazy-making to just feel it go one page at a time. But I'm about halfway through. Part the second. The sun now rose upon the right. Out of the sea came he, still hidden mist, and on the left went down into the sea. And the good south wind still blew behind, but no sweet bird did follow, nor any day for food or play came to the mariner's hollow. And I had done a hellish thing, and it would work em woe, for all averred I'd killed the bird that made the breeze to blow. It ends up being a diary of sorts for the last year so far, where I can look at it and have some odd associations with that, where I can say, like, oh, the death ship, as it approaches the ship. I made that when my folks visited. So it ends up being kind of my own recollections through the years and working on these things. I don't know, at some point it gets a little psychological, where I'm feeling like I'm starting to mirror the text that I'm writing about, where there's that day after day, day after day. He stuck, nor breath nor motion, to make a page about this sea voyage. Day after day, day after day, we stuck, nor breath nor motion, as idle as a painted ship upon a painted ocean. Water, water everywhere, and all the boards did shrink. Water, water everywhere, nor any drop to drink. The very deep did rot, O Christ, that this should ever be. Yea, slimy things did crawl with legs upon the slimy sea. About, in reel and rout, the death fires danced at night. The water, like a witch's oils, burnt green and blue and white. And some in dreams assured were of the spirit that plagued us so. 9 fathom deep he had followed us from the land of mist and snow. It's having that kind of persistence to say, like, okay, the weather's beautiful. I'm not going to go for a walk. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to get the penciling done for this page. And then I'll go run an errand, and then I'll come back and I'll ink this. And before I go to bed tonight, I'm going to have a complete thing to hang on the wall to get started again the next day. And every tongue, through utter drought, was withered at the root. We could not speak, no more than if we had been choked with soot. Ah, well a day, what evil looks had I from old and young. Instead of the cross, the albatross about my neck was hung.
You can see a slideshow of Charlie's work in progress at studio360.org, where you'll also find periodic updates from all four of our listeners who signed on to these unbreakable creative New Year's resolutions.